And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Would you believe we've had 40 wrong answers to that already? Right, bang on 11:30 now, to the second. So time for round one of radio's shortest quiz. It'll be the 60-second challenge. This week, with one of our regular contestants that we've not heard from recently. Say good morning to John Ellis. Hi, John.
Morning, Dave.
How are you?
All right.
All right. Just yeah. All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you watching any of these celebrations in London over the weekend?
No.
Not interested.
I haven't got a television, Dave. I don't watch.
Is that right? I know. I never realised that. And you've never felt the need to have one?
Well, I mean, I did have one years ago, but I've had one for 8 years now.
All right. So you prefer listening to the radio and doing your gardening?
Well, not so much gardening, but...
Just listen to
maybe the internet. Or watch a few documentaries.
Yeah, well, because that's the way you can do it these days. You don't need a telly, do you? Right, now, you always do well on this, so
no,
fingers crossed. You do. It's just that you're often up against some very, very knowledgeable, even more knowledgeable contestants.
Seasoned,
that's the word. Yeah, brilliant. Right, usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. As you know, I have to take your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on.
Yep.
Okay, good luck, and here they come. Whose first hit in 1987 was Heaven is a Place on Earth?
Linda Carlisle.
Who had an album called Fog on the Tyne?
Genesis.
Complete this Culture Club song title, Do You Really Want...
To Hurt Me.
Which heavy rock band shares its name with a village in the Bible?
Genesis.
Complete the name of this 80s band, Haircut.
100.
Which country do INXS come from?
Australia.
Which record label shares its name with a substance found in a thermometer?
Mercury.
Which singer was nicknamed the Big O?
Roy Orbison.
Which Motown brothers sang Behind a Painted Smile?
Isley.
Which girl is the youngest member of the Jackson family?
Janet.
Which part of the United Kingdom is Annie Lennox from?
Scotland.
Which member of the Monkees had the same name as David Bowie's real name? And next one, the last one, which 70s group recorded Tiger Feet? And you can answer
Mud.
That one. You're going to go for Mud on that one. I think you've done pretty well there. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 questions answered in your allotted time. And of those 13, you got 11 questions right. That's all right, isn't it?
Well, I think I've got my Bible mixed up.
You did get your Bible mixed up, but you came up with a logical answer, because, of course, Genesis is a group, and it's a book in the Bible. Has it come to you yet?
No, I haven't really thought of it.
Right. Well, you've not really had time, have you? It was the rock band Nazareth.
Oh, Nazareth, of course, yeah.
Logical when you know
that. Well, I suppose Nazareth... Genesis aren't really heavy rock, are they?
No, that's right. And, of course, there isn't a village mentioned in the Bible called Genesis. It's just a book, isn't it? Right, and who had an album called Fog on the Tyne? Very famous northeastern group from the 70s. Named after an island up there. No?
I do know, but I don't know.
It's just not come to you. No. Well, it was, of course, Lindisfarne.
Oh, of course it was, yeah.
Again, obvious when you're told. Right, anyway, no passes on that. 11 out of 13 the score. That's going to be difficult to beat, I think. But thanks for taking part, and we'll let you go back to just listening to the radio.
All right,
Doug. Okay, talk to you again soon.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye now. Bye. He did all right, didn't he? And we'll do round two at 12:30. If you're up for the challenge, get in touch with us.
And now, it's the quiz of the week. The 60-second challenge.
Yeah, time for round two of the quiz. If you're listening an hour ago, you'll have heard John Ellis get a score of 11 out of 13. With no passes at all. Hoping to beat that score, another one of our regular contestants. We say good afternoon to Patricia Goff. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Dave.
I gather you've been enjoying the Jubilee celebrations.
Oh, yes, indeed, yes.
Right. What was the highlight for you, then, or what has been so far?
I think it was the concert from Buckingham Palace.
Right, yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't watch it because we had some friends around, but I've recorded it, so looking forward to watching it later.
Oh, you'll enjoy it. It was good. Rod Stewart, Duran.
Fantastic. Yeah. What was your favourite artist last night, if you can pick one?
Oh, that's a bit tricky, but say Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart, yeah. Now, interestingly, you should say that, because I've read a couple of Facebook comments this morning saying he wasn't on top form last night, but clearly you would disagree with that.
Well, I think he was. But
well, that's all that matters, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then, well, the usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. Have to accept your first answer, as you know, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. And the score to beat, 11 out of 13 today. Okay?
Okey-doke.
Good luck, and here they come. Complete the name of this 60s group, Freddie and the
Dreamers.
Which TV family included Shirley Jones and David Cassidy?
Partridge Family.
Complete the name of this 80s duo, Pepsi and
Shirley.
Who recorded See Emily Play back in 67?
Pink Floyd.
Which Susie's first number one was Can the Can?
Susie Quattro.
Which group recorded I'm Too Sexy in 1991?
Right Said Fred.
Whose first hit single in 88 was I Should Be So Lucky?
Kylie Minogue.
How many members of New Kids on the Block were there?
Five.
Who recorded a best-selling album called Bridge Over Troubled Water?
Simon and Garfunkel.
Which singer was nicknamed Little Miss Dynamite?
Peggy Lee, Brenda Lee, sorry.
Which Jimmy had the original hit with What Becomes of the Brokenhearted?
Jimmy Ruffin.
And which Alexi asked, hello John, got a new motor in 84?
Alexi Sale.
Alexi Sale. Hey, I think that's going to be a good round. Let's have a look. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, which is one fewer question than John answered. But I'm delighted to say you got all 12 right.
So
despite the fact you didn't answer quite as many questions, you managed to pull it off this morning. This afternoon. Brilliant. Well, it's good to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of the Jubilee celebrations, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks.
See you later.
Thanks, Patricia. Bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, that was good, wasn't it? And as usual, we'll do it all again next Sunday morning.